Psalm 46. God is our refuge. How many of you love to come to church? Everybody raise your hand. I love church. I love to come to church. I love having church services. I was in here the other day, took a picture of Malcolm. He doesn't know it till now. He is up here vacuuming, cleaning. He loves to be here. He loves to be up here. But I love to come to church, the sanctuary. I love to be here. But understand something. If the church were gone, this building were gone, yes, the people are the church. But God is our refuge. We don't have to be in this building to find refuge. We don't have to be in this building to find safety. God is our refuge. He is our safe place. And He is our strength. We need the strength of God. We need the spiritual inspiration of God. You know why? Because our physical strength wanes. Our physical strength diminishes. It fades. There will reach a point in our lives, not just because of age or disease, but because of our efforts, where we just don't feel like going and doing. We need the strength of God to push us, to motivate us to do those things which we are called and designed to do. We need God's strength. We need God's strength when we're being intimidated. We need God to inspire us. We need God to revive us to do what is right, to do what is true. Faith and hope. We need spiritual strength. Because without faith and without hope, we won't be able to go on. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Where do you have to go to find God? I'm glad that people come to God's house and sing and pray and look in His Word to find strength. But we need to know that no matter where we are, when trouble comes, God is there. When we're in trouble, God is very present. We don't have to go looking for Him somewhere. I like it when people come to church to get saved, but a lot of people get saved outside of the church building because God is present. He's very present. He's everywhere. And for us as His children, as His followers, He's very present help in trouble. Therefore, so if you're going to know what that means, you've got to look at verse 1. We've got to keep that in mind when we see therefore, that he's already told us. Therefore, will not we fear? Guys, the world has seemingly gone crazy. There is a lot of stress. There is a lot of fear. There is a lot of fear-mongering. And yet, the Bible says, because God is our refuge, because God is our strength, because God is a very present help in trouble, we will not fear. We won't fear. We won't be afraid. We'll be wise. We'll be cautious. We'll be mindful. We'll not be afraid because of God, because God is here. And so, when the news is bad, God is here. When the news is good, God is here. And just let's not forget that He's here. Though the earth be removed. You ever felt like your world has fallen apart? You ever felt like the earth was shaken? Your world is turned upside down? That's what He's talking about. The mountains be, where are we? Mountains carried into the midst of the sea. The waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. So all of this trouble, seemingly as you look around, no matter which direction, the world is full of trouble. This gets to people sometimes to the extent that they take their own lives because they can't find hope. And they're looking for hope. And they're looking for encouragement. But without God, without faith, without hope, They're lost. But we as believers, knowing the Word of God, knowing God is that sanctuary, knowing God is our strength, knowing that God is very present, a very present help in our trouble, we will not fear. And if we can keep that balance, we'll rise above. If we can keep that balance, people will look to us for strength. People will look to us for encouragement and for understanding and for wisdom. Because I'm not saying there aren't bad things out there. But we must not be afraid. We must, obviously, again, take precautions, but not be afraid. That's the key. Because when we let fear penetrate our souls and our conscience, our consciousness, when we let fear get in, how does it get out? How do we get the fear out once we let the fear in? You see, that's the problem. The problem is that once we let the fear in, the fear just grows and constricts until it takes all the joy. And so we must let God be our refuge, our strength, our present help, no matter what's going on around us. Walking in the light. In the light of His Word, in the light of His understanding, letting God guide us. I'm not saying that we go out in the flesh and we'll be all right. No, we need the strength of God, the guidance of God. Because if we'll follow God, if we'll let God lead us, we'll be safe no matter where we are. Now let me remind you, they crucified Jesus. All the apostles were martyred, many through history, doing the right thing. Preaching the Word of God, delivering the gospel, have been martyred. People die for the right cause. You say, how did God protect them? Sometimes when we're preaching the gospel, and we're trying to do God's work, sometimes that's the protection to take us out of it. Now that may seem extreme. Guys, we have to be honest with ourselves when we say God will protect us, that sometimes in our ministry and pursuing what is right, people have died. People died so you could have this. People died so we could have our country. And I'm not even talking about soldiers. I'm talking about preachers. Because they stood for what was right. Verse 4, there's a river of streams whereof shall make glad. The city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. So we're talking about that city where the temple is, that river. It says God is in the midst of that city. You know, as He's reaching out to His people, the Jews, do you understand the tribulation that the Jews have been through throughout history? And yet, should they just give up and not have hope in God? Hope in God? To continue in ministry? To continue in Christianity? No, we must maintain what is right. And God shall help her. And that right early, verse 6, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, He uttered His voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. You see, in verse 5, it says God is in the midst. A very present help in trouble. God is in the midst. Somebody said the other day, where two or three are gathered, Jesus said, there am I in the midst of thee. The strength. When the world's falling apart around us, we have hope. When the world is in chaos around us, I'm not just talking about the country. I'm talking about in your family. I'm talking about in your friendships, in the relationships around you. Guys, there can be turmoil and we can have hope. There can be tribulation and we can have faith. It's hard. So I deal with people and their families and the problems that they're having trying to raise children, not just children, but when they're grown. Hard, isn't it? Keep them on the right track. I sat down with a boy yesterday, and his dad said, this is what he's going to say. And guess what? He said everything his dad said he's going to say. Unfortunately, he's on drugs, and it's not him, it's the drug speaking. And the lies and the manipulation will continue. And yet, that family has put their faith in God. They can't fix what's wrong. And so they could throw their hands up and give up and say, I don't know what to do. But instead, they say, we put our faith in God. That's what happens. Guys, even Christian families, don't get the idea that because we're saved, we won't have trouble. Trouble creeps in. But we have to keep our faith in God. I can't make my wife have faith in God, though she does. I can't make my children have faith in God, though they do. I can't make anybody do anything. But I can make myself have faith. I can make myself have hope. I can make myself take courage. And I'm the only one who can. It can't come from an outside source except through my faith in God. Not to say that we can't encourage one another. But there comes a point when our physical ability diminishes, when our energy is gone, when we're exasperated, when we're exhausted, when our emotions have just poured out, and what do? We have faith. Therefore, God is our refuge, a strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. He's here. Those at home, he's there. He's with us. We have that assurance. We have that confidence. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God is our refuge. It didn't say the church house is our refuge, though it should be a sanctuary of peace and love and of hope. Our homes should be sanctuary of peace and of love and of hope. How many times I think about Sister Mary Lee in law enforcement, how many times she's probably gone into homes where it wasn't peaceful. Many of us, through our lives, have been in homes where it wasn't peaceful. But the God of Jacob is our refuge. Look at verse 8. He says, come, behold the works of the Lord. Now, normally when we talk about the works of the Lord, as I was driving this morning, the sun was coming up over the farmlands, and I thought, boy, that's just beautiful. And I didn't take a picture. But I like to see when people take pictures. The sunsets, you know, sitting here and looking out over the sunsets, beautiful. Come behold. Come look and see what the Lord has done. But now, particularly, he says, the desolations he has made in the earth. Whose God is strong? Whose God is capable? Whose God is able? Now look, guys, there's a lot of things in life, like what's going on in our country right now, that all we can do is sit back and watch and see what happens. I did my part. I voted. I can't control the rest of it. And so what will I do? I'll keep hope. I'll keep faith. I believe that no matter the outcome of this week, that God is still on his throne. That I still belong to him, and no matter what goes on out there, though the heathen rage and the earth be turned upside down, the mountains cast in the sea, the earth be moved beneath us, that God is still in control. Guys, it really is that simple. We've got to not let ourselves get caught up. God can destroy the enemy. Look at what he says in verse 9. He maketh wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear asunder. He burns the chariot in fire. He says God can eliminate the controversy. God can eliminate the enemy. Too many times we try to take it into our own hands when we'd be so much better off letting the Lord handle it. Just put it in God's hands. And just say, God, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust in you. Look at what he says in verse number 10. Be still and know that I'm God. How hard is it for us to be still? How hard is it for us to Just turn off the noise, tune out the noise, and just spend time with God. Now, whether that's studying the Word, whether that's prayer, meditation, however it is that you want to say it, when you sit alone, can we just be still and just let God's wonder overtake us and put us in awe? Be still and what? And know. Have confidence, have assurance. Be sure. Know that I am God. Just be still. Just stop. Be still. And know that I am God. Look at what he says. I will be exalted among the heathen. So many times we get discouraged because of the voices against us, against the church. I saw some things today and people said hateful things against the church. Why? But you know what God says? God said, I'll be exalted among the heathen. God said it doesn't. Look, don't let that noise shut you down. Don't let that noise hurt your faith. I will be exalted among the heathen. And I will be exalted in the earth. He said, it's not going to be some faraway thing. I'll be exalted here. You know, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says that. And all this stuff written in here, I believe every word. Now, if that makes me fanatical, I guess it is. But it's not going to change. I believe God's word. I will be exalted in the earth. God doesn't need us to defend him. Now, I'm not saying back down. I'm not saying don't stand up for what's right. But God can handle it. God can take care of it. Remember what happened when Peter drew his sword and he was going to protect Jesus. Jesus said, oh, Peter. That's not the way. In fact, he undid what Peter did, didn't he? Peter cut the ear off. He said, I'll put the ear back. Hey, let God be God. Because I guarantee you one thing. If he gave us the job for one day, we couldn't handle it. For one minute, we'd give up and say, Lord, never mind. I trust you. You got it all under control. He says again, finally, verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us, verse 7. He's with us. Verse 11, Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So where do we run for hope? Where do we run for that peace? Run to church? I like church. Gosh, don't wait till Sunday to get hope. Don't wait till Wednesday to get faith. Spend time. Be still. Know I'm God. Know it. Be convinced of it. Let it permeate your soul to know I'm God and I'll be exalted among the heathen and in the earth. Let's put our confidence in him no matter what's going on. And I know you say, Pastor, it's easier said than done. I get it. But Jesus made a statement. Which one of you can add a cubit to your stature? I saw somebody standing on her tiptoes. We went to Disney, and you have to get up there and measure, you know, get on certain rides. And one of the kids got up there and tried to get tall. But you know what they couldn't do? They couldn't add a cubit to their stature. Guys, there's only so much we can do, so let's do that. That's what he's given us to do. Let's leave the rest in his hands. Let's stand. Father, we do love you so much, and we love you, we trust you, we know you are God. We find our strength, our refuge in you. God, thank you for being very present. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, but for always being with us. Now guide us through this week and forgive our sins. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.